This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Donald Trump announces the ceasefire in Lebanon will be extended by 3 weeks.
I guess no firing, ceasefire, no more firing. It would be a wonderful thing to get this worked out simultaneously with what we're doing in Iran.
But he says he doesn't want to rush himself on making a deal with Iran. The social media giant Meta says it's laying off 1 in 10 of its staff to increase spending on artificial intelligence. A huge block of ice blocks the main climbing route to the top of Mount Everest.
It's quite tall, this wall of ice. And the fear is if they go near it, there might be movement and it might fall.
And the last surviving pupil of the composer Rachmaninoff has died at the age of 101.
Eventually, Mr. Rachmaninoff found out that his place is taken by a 9-year-old girl.
First, the very latest world news.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovetska. President Trump has announced that a ceasefire in Lebanon, where Israel is fighting the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah, will be extended for a further 3 weeks. The current pause had been due to expire on Sunday. Tom Bateman in Washington has the latest.
The 3-week truce extension was announced by Donald Trump in the Oval Office, flanked by his vice president and his secretary of state, alongside the ambassadors from Israel and Lebanon. Each of them lavished praise on the president with words about making history. While significant, the ceasefire still amounts to an attempt to stem the renewed fighting that broke out when Mr. Trump himself, along with his Israeli allies, launched their war on Iran, any settlement of which is still elusive. As for the desire to strike a longer-term peace between Israel and Lebanon, it is highly ambitious and involves a demand for the disarmament of Hezbollah.
Shareholders of Warner Brothers Discovery have approved its sale to media conglomerate Paramount Skydance, with the merger valued at $110 billion. The deal would see Paramount, which owns the network CBS, take control of Warner Brothers titles, which include Harry Potter and Game of Thrones, as well as the media company CNN. Here's Michelle Fleury in New York.
The merger still needs to be cleared by regulators in both the United States and the UK. At the same time, reports say Skydance chief David Ellison is hosting a private dinner in Washington honouring Donald Trump just days before the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The event is expected to include journalists and political figures. Critics say it raises concerns about media independence and potential conflicts of interest, while supporters argue such engagement is routine.
At least 17 civilians have been killed by Islamist militants in northeast Nigeria. A local official told the French news agency the victims were attacked while gathering firewood in Borno State. It comes as the Nigerian military reported several successful security operations in recent days. Representatives at a UN Security Council meeting have said measurable yet fragile progress has been made in Haiti's fight against gang violence. A new multinational gang suppression force will be deployed in Haiti in the coming months. Here's our global affairs reporter Mimi Swaby.
Although representatives stressed that fragile progress had been made, the new force is heavily anticipated to help Haitian authorities regain control and create conditions for longer-term stability and elections this year. Haiti's acting Prime Minister, Alix Didier Fils-Aimé, addressed the meeting, saying it was time to come together for the state to retake its rightful place and that Haiti would not perish. Since gang warfare erupted in 2021, nearly 1.5 million people have been displaced by the violence, half of them children.
BBC News. US media reports say a Special Forces soldier who made more than $400,000 by betting on the removal of the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro has been arrested by the federal authorities. Hours before President Trump announced the capture, the soldier is believed to have placed bets on whether Mr. Maduro would be removed from office and if the US would invade Venezuela. The Indian government has reacted to a comment reposted by President Trump describing the country as a hellhole, saying the remarks were uninformed, inappropriate and in poor taste. India's foreign ministry said the comments didn't reflect the reality of the India-US relationship. Mr. Trump had shared the transcript of a talk show hosted by Michael Savage, who complained that a baby born in the US became an instant citizen and brought in their entire family from China or India. A study published in the journal Science says giant octopuses may have been among the top predators of the world's oceans around 100 million years ago, when dinosaurs still roamed the Earth. Researchers at Japan's Hokkaido University say the evidence suggests some of the earliest octopuses grew up to 19 metres long. But Dr. Nick Longrich, a paleontologist at the University of Bath, says many questions remain.
So this would have been an absolutely voracious predator. What exactly it's eating, I think that's the big question there. Is it some sort of apex predator, kind of like a great white shark or like the mosasaurs were, or like an orca? That's not impossible. Most other octopi don't hunt fish. They don't hunt vertebrates. They hunt shellfish. One possibility, big shellfish, would be ammonites.
The celebrated American conductor, pianist and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has died in San Francisco, aged 81. A 12-time Grammy winner and one of the leading musical figures of his generation, Michael Tilson Thomas was the music director of the San Francisco Symphony for 25 years. BBC World News.